This is episode 52 of BLT Lunch Break, and we are on the Pod Cruise. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dylan Spears with the first time live edition, and please sing along, of the BLT theme song.
I expect you guys to be louder than me.
It's great. You go to
You ready to sing along?
Yeah.
All right.
If you don't know the words, they're very
hard to figure out.
I need
a little more enthusiasm. You ready to sing along?
Yeah.
All right.
Heck yeah.
Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. And Logan and Tyler are also friends who met on the internet. And Tyler and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. So much more than a podcast.
Like how we got quiet there?
Yeah, wow.
All right, I feel like we need to sing that chorus one more time. And I want you to be as loud as you possibly can, especially on the deli meat part.
That's the most important. Version?
I mean, if there's a part to be
the original like version was explicit that Bill wrote, so we're not going to sing that version. Explicit's a strong
I don't think it was explicit. I think it was more just spiritual.
It was off-brand.
Spiritually offensive, yeah. All right, here we go. As loud as you can. So much more than a podcast. I guess it's only a podcast. Now it's time for a podcast.
Oh,
on the Pod Cruise.
Oh yeah, on the Pod Cruise. Thank you, Dylan. That was the greatest moment of my life. I've
so
never.
So weird.
When we wrote that, I never thought this would happen.
How did we get here? What is this life?
This, we could start a church. Like, this is a religion.
All right. You took it a weird way, but sure, that's one option. I guess.
When he was like, let's do it. Okay, everybody, one more time. Sing it like you mean it. It's like, all right, the words are on the screen behind you.
Yeah, right.
Like, it felt like we were in church. So, welcome, everybody. Though we're so thrilled for all the people at home to listen to everyone having so much fun because we've been on the Pod Cruise now for about 24 hours. Some of us longer.
Yeah.
Some of us got on earlier. Some of us just got on. Look, there was a little bit of a line. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, but you know, feel free to Google the cruise and you'll see.
No.
It was a fun 24 hours, but we had a good time last night. What did we do? Yesterday we did like our meetup where hung out.
We did our meetup in this same room.
Yes, we're always here. We're in the Bliss Lounge, which is way too fancy for us. Like, it's like a Vegas style. Dave, who's one of our listeners here, he brought up it reminded him of the Britney Spears second album cover.
Oh, where she's looking through chains.
Where she's like looking through.
It's odd that I get that.
Wasn't
reference.
It you? It was that I did I make that up? No.
I think you.
I'm pretty well. I mean, that's a positive because I think a lot of us thought the same thing. We're like, oh yeah, I remember that photo.
I'm sure a lot of us thought the same thing, Logan.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, though.
I actually do.
You can play,
which is
exactly.
Scary,
you can play, when he brought that up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
There's like chain mail basically hanging along.
Yeah, like what Scott Steiner would wear on his head.
Corridors.
But gold.
And somebody already walked through it yesterday. Was that
Tony? Tony walked through it? No.
It was Angel, right?
Someone walked through it? Because you know, guys, it's like a solid curtain, is it not? Does it move?
No, it moves.
You can go in, but
it's alive. Gelatinous.
Yes.
No. Anyway.
Well, interesting thought process.
See, and you thought we'd have nothing to talk about.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. So now I have to figure out, I squeeze myself through chain mail?
There you go.
Something I never thought I'd say. These are a lot of firsts for me today. I never thought I'd say, I'm going to see if I can squeeze myself through chain mail.
Yeah.
But hey, someone's got to keep a timer on us too, because we got a bunch of shows coming up. And for those who are watching here live, we do have we're going to do three shows, I think, today. We're going to do another three shows tomorrow. It's going to be really fun. So. Did you have a good flight in?
We did. It was uneventful, I think. Right? Yeah, nothing too weird. A little turbulence. Spent the night in Cape Canaveral. When did Cape Canaveral become Port Canaveral? It's still the same thing, right?
No, I think Cape Canaveral is like the other portion, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So Port Canaveral is where the boats are, Cape Canaveral is where the spaceships are.
Yeah.
Right?
So oh, like is that? That how? All right, fine. All right, fine. So I stayed at
the Space Coast
Resort at the port.
Yes.
Which reminded me of, this is such an odd reference, but I kept thinking of Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Resort of
the resort, the Hotel Coral Essex that they stayed at.
Did it have that vibe?
It kind of did. I mean,
it had like an 80s movie hotel
it
resort
kinda
vibe?
It kind of very much did.
Like,
it was,
like
it was
where
the color of
Zach
Pepto.
Morris would go work for the summer?
It's basically a motel, but it's the color of Pepto-Bismol. It does have a very nice pool, though, so I'll give them that. But you had to walk about 10 miles to get to your room, and there was no elevator. They swore to us there's an elevator, but we couldn't find it. So I lugged a 50-pound bag up the stairs, but it's fine. So
well,
that was our adventure getting here.
Yeah, well, Dylan, you just heard play that beautiful song, that he stayed in a hotel his first night here the night before that they built a dome over. It was a Clarion Inn in Orlando, which, you know, okay, good for him. And he said it was a motel that he believes they had domed to make it an indoor hotel. Is that right?
Okay.
It used to be an outdoor hotel that they put a dome over.
A dome over
it. Which right. I didn't know, again, was a thing. Like, I didn't know you could just do that. But I guess in hotel technology has
maybe
evolved.
That was like a prepping for the nuclear apocalypse. They're just building a dome over the hotel.
Now, we had talked about, man and I stayed at, we were at Disney, so we stayed at the Dolphin. Mm-hmm. And what I did learn about that is if you book a room and you don't pick a view, the view we had was of the top of the building through a porthole into the lobby. Which was real weird. So we were looking at, like, conventioneers.
No.
It was also a party at the Dolphin, by the way. And, like, we got back at, like, 11, and it was slammed with people just going wild. It was like being on this, but imagine being at the Dolphin.
All right.
Got nothing from that. So, all right. I hope you guys had a great time, too. So it was fine.
I'm still imagining it. I'm sorry.
I'll send you pictures.
I believe you.
I did. I took
you
video.
You did send me pictures, actually.
Did I?
Yeah.
I have no recollection of that.
Well, because you were having dinner at
Maury Motel.
Yes. Where, I couldn't think of the name.
Maybe we'll talk about that more when we go to WDWT. I'm burning content here.
Oh, no, sorry.
But you had a good trip in. It was good.
I said Logan sending me pictures of drinks the whole time. I'm sitting at the airport getting pictures of cocktails from Logan. I'm like,
well, I was trying to keep up with the Grease over
this,
here.
Logan?
Which, by the way, who went on the bar crawl last night with the Grease? Because we were all there, but it didn't matter. I got some good conversation with some folks, but really, the party was with one person and one person alone, and that was the Grease from the podcast, who it was... did you just say I was
hammered?
He said, we know.
What happened?
Oh, what happened? What happened? It's things we can't talk about on the show. Yeah. It's a family show. It's clean. It's great. All right, man. It's interesting to do this show where we talk about nothing in front of people.
Right.
Because when it's just us, and sometimes it's just we just hear voices because we're not talking to each other in person a lot. So to see people reacting, I always thought this is what it sounded like in the car, but you know, like one person was like driving down the road and then yelling at us and then laughing and then that's how it would go. But it's interesting to actually watch the reactions. Yeah, I know exactly. I do the same thing.
I'm just glad to see they're actually laughing.
Yeah, they're not yelling at us yet.
Right.
Because when I listen to podcasts, that's what I find. What?
They yell at us in the next show.
Oh, yeah. The next one's the one we get bad reviews on. This one is pretty good. This one's like a 4.8 stars. Mm-hmm. Which you can say, oh, yeah, I know.
I mean,
yeah, some of it, 4.8. Which, by the way, is a bad Uber rating, I found out. Because I have like a 4.78, and I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did to these people. I asked one guy to like turn down train. It was too loud.
Well, I'd give you a 4.8 on that, too.
I'm a 4.8.
I guess it depends on what train song it is.
Well, we got picked. I think we talked about this one before. We got picked up after a train concert. And the guy was like, "You like train?"
Oh,
and then he like was
you're like, just like, "I've had enough of this."
It was like cranked with lights were going off in the Uber.
Wow,
it was intense. And then he realized he's like, "I know some of these songs," and I was like, "Oh yeah, okay." He's like, "Yeah, they used to play this when I like worked at this gas station."
So I'm he
like,
was
yeah,
just playing it because he
play
didn't
train.
Know who it was.
No, he just knew people were coming from. He's like, I will appeal to the
base. He's like, what is for reference here?
Right.
All right.
So it was what it is. Now, we have to say, we're staring right now at these beautiful lifeboats.
Yeah.
And I know that's a strange thing to say, but we are in the windows here overlook the lifeboats, which look like shuttlecrafts from Star Trek The Next Generation, which makes me very excited.
I am obsessed with those lifeboats.
I wish, because we have to take a boat to the island tomorrow.
We can hop in one of those. Yeah, I agree.
Who can take us? No, they sit 400 people, I think. No, I can see it right now. 267. We can see it right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of
people. It's like if you were on the King Kong ride, the new one at Universal, but
on the water.
But on the water. Or like if the Jaws boats were enclosed, but you fit 300 people in them. It would look, you feel safe in it, but it would get warm. Because I'm sweating right now.
What I'm sincerely wondering, like, I mean, do they have, like, steering controls and everything in those?
I would hope.
There,
I don't think
you're just out there bobbing.
It's 2018, man. I don't think they're just we're just, it's going to, it's inflatable.
I saw Captain, not Captain Ron, Captain Phillips.
Is he a captain?
He was just out there bobbing in a thing.
The captain?
Not the captain. It's the movie Captain Phillips with Tom. I'm the captain now.
Oh, wait, that's how.
He's floating in like a floating.
I don't think that was the accent, but it was close.
I'm the captain now.
It's not how it went.
I am the captain now. Yeah. Captain Phillips.
The whole time. Well, what's our captain's name here? Do you know? Does anyone know the captain's name?
Sven Thornton.
Don't say that. He's watching us. They're cameras. Is he a busy man? Captain.
I wish it was Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen out there.
Well, I don't know, man. It's I know this. I don't know what to do.
Thank you. Good night.
This is
time check.
Matt is just yelling about Captain Ron. So this is the problem. We get distracted. But we had a great time, man. We had a good time. We just flew down, and it was very uneventful. It's weird to leave our kids. We just talked to our kids for the first time, and I don't want to be like the dad who's like, I miss my children. But it was sad when they're like, where are you? And I didn't want to be like. On a private island.
Well, I mean,
where are you? I'm on a boat with 80 adults, and it's great. We're having a great time, and I'm sorry. I know you've seen the ads, and you've asked for it to go, but maybe next we need to check it out first to see.
But when you're out here, when you've got kids, everyone out there with kids, no, it's like you are cut off from your children. You can't just, like, drive home or hop on a plane, you know, and we have zero internet connection to get out of them or anything.
And I think they may have fixed it, but the first day there was nothing. We tried to actually call out on our package. They were like, because of the storms in New York, that we don't have satellite coverage. I was like, what is...
Yeah.
So we're fine. We're shooting the signal. Just no one can receive it.
Yesterday they were blaming everything on everything, something else.
On something else that happened.
But anyway, that we're not allowed to talk about.
Was that
but
the
Google
Disney?
It. Google the Norwegian Epic.
That was the star. That was the Disney star that goes across when you wish upon a star.
Yes.
We're not referring to anything else in that.
Nothing else. But they were blaming everything for that yesterday. The steakhouse was slow. Well, you know, someone... Never mind.
Yeah. These wings are too small.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
There was an incident yesterday.
You don't want to know what these really are. Now, you were saying that when you guys were traveling on with the wings, this made me think of it, that they tell you that the wings are... Not here. Here, the wings are fine.
Oh, yes. On the ship. No, but on...
On the ship, yes, they're fine.
On the ship, they're fine. In fact, I had wings again today. And the wings at the spice deck... Is spice?
Like the party deck?
The only deck has a little lunch thing. The wings are much bigger than the ones at Oceans. Everybody was commenting about
that. And there's a buffet, so just grab them and go.
This is what made me think about it, because when I was in the Bahamas, in Nassau, probably... I mean, it's been a long time. I was a teenager.
You're bragging.
I was like 15.
35 years ago.
They were... Is that right? No, but close. Someone told me that anytime you get chicken, there's a good chance you're really getting iguana. And I will say that if you look around on the island, you'll see plenty of iguanas. You won't see a lot of chickens. I'm not trying to...
And I had jerk chicken on the island.
You had jerk iguana,
Nassau,
son.
Which makes me...
And if it was good, who cares?
It was pretty good. It was
actually
very good.
I mean, if people eat frogs, why not eat an iguana, too?
I mean, I think there's a distinct... People fry frogs. I think the problem is if you don't fry it... If I ate almost raw iguana, like barely cooked chicken...
Well, you shouldn't eat barely cooked chicken or iguana, I don't think.
Well, that's true. I don't know. Baked iguana sounds way worse.
Baked
fried iguana.
Sounds like a good band, though.
Like, fried iguana, I'd be like, that's pretty good. Like, fried iguana, like, okay, I'll try it. I've had gator.
Baked iguana
but
show.
Baked
later.
Iguana, or like grilled iguana, because I could just see it. I could visually see it. A fryer, it goes down, disappears, comes back. And, you know,
I followed
magic.
Baked iguana for a whole summer.
Yeah, haven't we all?
Anyway, so I don't know. So just keep that in mind if you're in the Bahamas, if you're eating chicken. And those chicken wings, and again, we know on the ship it's really chicken, but those wings were pretty tiny.
I like how much you're saying that we know. Like, we don't, I mean, I'm not back there cooking.
I'm trying to just be nice because we're on the ship.
Oh, they are listening. So we are
next
running
week
through their
will be another story. We were eating iguana for sure, people. chicken wings that small.
I went to the steakhouse. That was not... I'm just kidding.
I don't see a lot of cows swimming by either, Logan. That's the... just a big iguana. Anyway.
Oh. Big iguana was the spinoff
big
band.
It was, yes.
Man, I was
only two of the original
big,
members.
Yeah,
of
big head iguana. featuring who's the guy from Jefferson Starship? It's always like Jefferson Starship with, I don't know, Peter Noon.
Like Lenny.
No, that's a Hermit's Hermits. We're old man. That's clear. So,
we've lost you.
There's a Hermit's Hermits reference.
I lost him at the Revenge of the Nerds 2 joke.
Yeah.
Not even Revenge of the Nerds 1.
Yeah, we've all seen that one.
Yes.
But because it played on Comedy Central.
Nerds in Paradise.
I saw all those movies edited for TV. So like when I eventually watched them all, it's like, oh, these movies were interesting. They're marketed to like 12-year-olds, but it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
it's like all of the Animal House movies, all the National Lampoon movies, it always feels like, oh, yeah, everyone watches Christmas Vacation, and then you watch it with your family.
Yeah,
and
you're not watching it on TBS.
This is not the TNT version. Yeah. They say words that I did not know were cool in this family, but.
Well, same thing with Love Actually, which is like one of my favorite Christmas movies, but when you watch it on TV and then you watch the real movie with your mother-in-law in the living room and there's this whole sequence that I forgot about.
Yeah, it happens.
Where they're filming a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That they don't show on TV.
They just take that completely out.
They just take it. They have to.
Yeah. You don't watch Elf either. I don't know.
Then there's that whole scene in Elf.
The whole scene in Elf. It gets
that
weird.
That whole snuff film in the North Pole.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, there's a narwhal.
A narwhal.
It's strange.
Bye, buddy.
It's not good. It's not good.
Keep going. I want to say something, but I'm biting my toes.
I know
so
what you're trying to say, and I know that probably half the people do as well, but we're just going to leave it there.
Listen, B.I. Anyway, listen. Let's move on.
Oh, that's different than what I thought, but okay. See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you get... 70 people on a boat out of... Now, what I do like is the ratio, because it is like, I feel like it's a secret handshake, as we walk through, and it's like, hey, how's it going? Like, it's like, you know, Dylan and I say, we're wrestling fans, obviously, we talk about it all the time, but if you're like a Bullet Club fan, like, and you see another person or NW, you like, two-sweet them or do something, it's like that. It's like there's a secret nod and a handshake on this, because if this was like we had the whole boat, there's 2,000 people, it would just be, one, I don't know if I could physically handle it. It would be, you know, party town city. Because I'm going to call out Dave again. Dave's the only person who got out. Dave, within 5 minutes, I'm glad I don't know your last name, Dave, because Dave is the Britney Spears fan. Within 5 minutes, I saw Dave on the boat, and he was like, I've had 5 drinks. I'm like, okay, man.
Nice.
Chill out. We got 3 days. And that was when I just walked on the boat. It's like, oh, let's try have a sensible salad at the Garden Grill. And we ended up only having ice cream, so...
I'm fairly certain I've said hi to people that aren't part of our group today. Just like, I think that might be one of ours.
Grease has fought with a bunch of people, I think, that aren't on the group. So
Grease has fought with people?
Only one guy. There was one fight. I can't think. I don't want to spoil their stories.
We'll save that. All right, save it.
There wasn't a fight. There was a moment where everyone was scared. And I almost left.
Oh, okay.
He was.
We need to start the super show. I got to hear this story.
I don't know. Ryan. If you're listening, he's been cut off. He's not allowed these private functions. I do like that. The sign says private function.
We have a private function. That's right.
I know. Because this is our theater. We can rename
legit.
It.
I'm
it's
just
the
amazed.
Bliss Theater. That's two of our letters.
I mean, we filled
That's
up.
Our letters. It's the B-L-S.
Oh, all right.
It's a Bart Logan-S.
And, I mean, theater is a T.
Oh, there you go.
So
see, you thought that yeah, right. Like one step ahead. Well, I think it's the Bliss nightclub. I don't think this is a theater.
I've been sitting in the sun all day.
This is not a theater. We went to theater last night. We went to see Priscilla, which was really fun. Who saw Priscilla?
Anybody see it yet so far?
About a quarter of you. It was good.
Yeah.
I stayed for most of it. Then we went over and saw the Beatles, which the Beatles were playing at the Cavern Club. And then we did the bar crawl at, like, too late at night. We went to the bar crawl. But before that, we went to see the Beatles, which the Beatles was the greatest thing ever. It was the most of the crowd was over 60, which is what you expect. No problem with that. It was awesome. I love the Beatles. I'm a super fan. Dancing their butts off, though. Going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was like we found the secret party happening on the ship. And it was between couples between the ages of 60 and 80 who were
at the real Cavern Club and saw the Beatles
right, who were watching,
60 years ago.
Who were watching the Beatles perform. And what I like about this tribute band, unlike the others, is usually, and I think there's copyright laws, but maybe because of like maritime law, it's not as much. Because usually they're like, we're performing the music of the Beatles, and they do like the voices. But this is like, they legit were like, yes, John, yes, George, yes, Ringo. And it was very odd to be like, oh, this is, it took me, like, it was a theatrical performance. Because if you see a lot of the tribute acts that come, they'll be like, we love the Beatles, and here's why we're talking with a fake accent, but we're not doing this. But these guys legit were like, this is John Lennon. And I was like, whoa, okay. He looked kind of, he had like Michael Scott dressed as John Lennon. But
that's fine.
I have an awesome picture of him where he's just like looking at me like, ugh. I'm like, oh, I'm
Did
sorry.
Did you know, speaking of Paul McCartney and the script, so
oh, yes.
After the bar crawl when I left and went to bed, the newest Pirates of the Caribbean was on.
People were saying that.
The movie channel, which was, I think it had pretty much started. So open up the patio door and lay in a bed listening to the ocean, watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, that sounds amazing. I wish I had done that. I just fell asleep.
Did you know that Paul McCartney is in the new
Pirates
of the Caribbean?
I never saw it.
Movie?
He's like a big part?
No. He's there for what, like three? I mean, I didn't watch
Does
the
he talk?
I fell asleep. Yes. He says something. If they disembowel you, ask for somebody. It's his big line.
Did they disembowel you?
Is that what he is?
So the uncle of Jack Sparrow?
Yes. Oh.
So he's a rock Keith and roll Richards, family.
He's Keith Richards' brother, I get it. Theoretically. Oh.
See, Tyler like talked me out of watching that movie, unfortunately. I haven't watched it yet. As he was like, never see it. It ruins the series for you.
Did
he?
No, he hated it. Well, sorry, Tyler. I watched part of it.
I'm sure I
would. At sea, though, so it felt okay.
Again, everything is...
Internet, you know, maritime laws, it's okay. I can watch
Are we moving right now? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, we're full on.
No.
We're not. We're still in port. Ignore Greece. I think we're...
It did feel yesterday when we took off that like they were trying to make up time because it went from oh we're moving to like what's happening.
Yeah,
like,
we were booking.
I looked out the window. It was like don't look out the window because you look like you're in a speedboat in Panama City like flying like the Screamer, just flying down bright yellow. We need to paint it. You know what I'm talking about the Screamer.
I've been saying yellow. I've been saying everybody I know like oh you can't feel. You can't feel a cruise ship. It just steadies around being a hotel. Cut to last night. We're just
I know. This is a real good ad for next year's pod cruise, by the way. By the way, the first night, it's going to feel like you're on a speedboat for 12 hours.
It's like being rocked to sleep as a baby.
Sure, that's what they say. After the bar crawl, I was fine. I fell right to sleep.
It was better after the bar crawl.
Yeah. Well, I do like that was everyone's question was just, is something happening behind us? Is there an elephant?
Someone's down jogging.
Oh, there's a jogging person. So it's like we're in the Truman Show. Like the same thing is just happening over and over again. That's weird that that got the biggest laugh. The Truman Show reference.
There goes a chef.
happened again?
No, a chef just walked
away. Watch, you ready? Volkswagen. And is it going to happen? Now it's watching not happen because I'm looking. I'm being Truman Showed. Y'all are Truman Showing me. Oh no. The chef is mad. It's one chef. I wonder it takes so long.
And he had like the super tall hat on, like Ratatouille.
Did I miss it again? No, she's gone. She's done.
They'll let you know. Don't worry.
I don't believe you. What color hair does she have? Oh, okay. See, there was three answers there. Red, brunette, brown.
She's wearing orange though, right? I've seen
her. She's wearing orange?
I've seen her. Orange tank top, I think.
Well, I think we got to like wrap up our first section here, which is important. Right. But we're going to do tomorrow, because there's a good portion of you that came to CBLT. So tomorrow, we're doing like a super show, which is what we're calling the longer shows. So we're going to do that. But next, we're going to do WDW today.
So then will we edit this into the super show for BL? How are we going to release it?
Release a couple of them, maybe. I don't know. Right. I mean, this one's 30-something minutes.
Is it really bad?
That's a chef. That's a chef.
Oh, there it is. That is like a... What? Why is that happening? There's legit. This is just the Truman Show. This is legit a chef. And when you meet a chef, like, I was
Where's he going, by the way?
Why is he going back?
Going to catch some more iguana.
Does he go around? Or does he go back and forth?
He's checking the iguana track.
Like, does he only go this way?
No.
He went like, is he on the running track, too?
He was right behind you, right when you turned. So you turned to look the way he came from. And then he was on the other side that you turned away from.
This is riveting.
I mean, it was like a cartoon chef. Like, that didn't look real. Like, it looked like if you were to look, like trying to get clip art.
He has a rat under that hat.
He looked
hat
like
right
a clip art chef. Yes. All right. Well, I think the clip art chef is where we should wrap up this first section. Well, thank you guys. So what did we learn today, Bart? Your books are available.
Well, oh, I do. Yeah, I have books. If anybody's interested, I have a couple here.
If you haven't read them.
There she goes.
Joe.
There she goes.
Very...
I was chef. He took his hat off. The chef took his hat off, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, but he's mad now. He's mad.
I'm gonna show you iguana.
She's mad.
What Why is was happening? That so fast? Why was it? How short is this track?
Changed her mind.
And did she stop for a while?
A big iguana turn around.
See, look, I get to see a guy now. Look, it's a random man. Uh-huh. But oh wait, who's this now?
Yours is more fun, Logan. I'm sorry.
I can't believe this. Best part of this show was people
happening,
walking behind
happening
us.
Happening behind us. Yes, of course. All right.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Like
folks.
You're saying, books is available, but everyone yells. They're available. Come see Bart.
That's right.
If you haven't read them, you should read them. They're awesome.
Well, thank you.
And there'll be more.
We're so more interested in the window behind us now. Sorry. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed your lunch.
Hey!
Goodbye, gang!